Aries, March 21 to April 19, philosopher John O'Donohue wrote a prayer not so much to God as to life. It's perfect for your needs right now. He said, "May my mind come alive today to the invisible geography that invites me to new frontiers, to break the dead shell of yesterdays, to risk being disturbed and changed. I think you will generate an interesting onrush of healing, Aries, if you break the dead shell of yesterdays and risk being disturbed and changed. The new frontier is calling to you. To respond with alacrity, you must shed some baggage." Taurus, April 20 to May 20, right-wing religious influencers are rambling amok in the United States. In recent months, their repressive pressures have forced more than 1,600 books to be banned in 138 school districts in 38 states. The forbidden books include some about heroes Nelson Mandela, Cesar Chavez, and Rosa Parks. With this appalling trend as a motivational force, I encourage you Tauruses to take inventory of any tendencies you might have to censor the information you expose yourself to. According to my reading of the astrological omens, now is an excellent time to pry open your mind to consider ideas and facts you have shut out. Be eager to get educated and inspired by stimuli outside your usual scope. Gemini, May 21 to June 20. I think we can all agree that it's really fun to fall in love. Those times when we feel a thrilling infatuation welling up within us are among the most pleasurable of all human experiences. Wouldn't it be great if we could do it over and over again as the years go by? Just keep getting bowled over by fresh immersions in swooning adoration? Maybe we could drum up 2 or 3 bouts of mad love explosions every year. But alas, giving in to such a temptation might make it hard to build intimacy and trust with a committed, long-term partner. Here's a possible alternative. Instead of getting smitten with an endless series of new paramours, we could get swept away by novel teachings, revelatory meditations, lovable animals, sublime art or music, amazing landscapes or sanctuaries, and exhilarating adventures. I hope you will be doing that in the coming weeks, Gemini. Cancer, June 21 to July 22, the scientific method is an excellent approach for understanding reality. It's not the only one, and should not be used to the exclusion of other ways of knowing. But even if you're allergic to physics or never step into a chemistry lab, you are wise to use the scientific method in your daily life. The coming weeks will be an especially good time to enjoy its benefits. What would that mean, practically speaking? Set aside your subjective opinions and habitual responses. Instead, simply gather evidence. Treasure actual facts. Try to be as objective as you can in evaluating everything that happens. Be highly attuned to your feelings, but also be aware that they may not provide all facets of the truth. Leo, July 23, August 22. Is there anything in your psychological makeup that would help you do some detective work? How are your skills as a researcher? Are you willing to be cagey and strategic as you investigate what's going on behind the scenes? If so, I invite you to carry out any or all of these 4 tasks in the coming weeks. 1. Try to become aware of shrouded half-truths. 2. Be alert for shadowy stuff lurking in bright, shiny environments. 3. Uncover secret agendas and unacknowledged evidence. 4. Explore stories and situations that no one else seems curious about. Virgo, August 23, Sept. 22. The country of Nepal, which has strong Virgo qualities, is divided into 7 provinces. One is simply called, Province No. 1, while the others are Sudarpashcham, Karnali, Gandaki, Lumbini, Bagmati, and Janakpur. I advise Nepal to give Province No. 1 a decent name very soon. I also recommend that you Virgos extend a similar outreach to some of the unnamed beauty in your sphere. Have fun with it. Give names to your phone, your computer, your bed, your hairdryer, and your lamps, as well as your favorite trees, houseplants, and clouds. You may find that the gift of naming helps make the world a more welcoming place with which you have a more intimate relationship. And that would be an artful response to current cosmic rhythms. Libra, September 23, October 22. Are you aimless, impassive, and stuck, floundering as you try to preserve and maintain? Or are you fiercely and joyfully in quest of vigorous and dynamic success? What you do in the coming weeks will determine which of these 2 forks in your destiny will be your path for the rest of 2023. I'll be rooting for the second option. Here is a tip to help you be strong and bold. Learn the distinctions between your own soulful definition of success and the superficial, irrelevant, meaningless definitions of success that our culture celebrates. Then swear an oath to love, honor, and serve your soulful definition. Scorpio, October 23, November 21. The next 4 weeks will be a time of germination, metaphorically analogous to the beginning of a pregnancy. The attitudes and feelings that predominate during this time will put a strong imprint on the seeds that will mature into full ripeness by late 2023. What do you want to give birth to in 40 weeks or so, Scorpio? Choose wisely. And make sure that in this early, impressionable part of the process, you provide your growing creations with positive, nurturing influences. Sagittarius, November 22, Dec. 21. I recommend you set up designated arguing summits, DAT. These will be short periods when you and your allies get disputes out in the open. Disagreements must be confined to these intervals. You are not allowed to squabble at any other time. Why do I make this recommendation? I believe that many positive accomplishments are possible for you in the coming weeks, and it would be counterproductive to expend more than the minimal necessary amount on sparring. Your glorious assignment. Be emotionally available and eager to embrace the budding opportunities. Capricorn, December 22, Jan. 19, actor Judi Dench won an Oscar for her role as Queen Elizabeth in the film Shakespeare in Love, even though she was on screen for just 8 minutes. Beatrice Straight got an Oscar for her role in the Movie Network, though she appeared for less than 6 minutes. I expect a similar phenomenon in your world, Capricorn. A seemingly small pivot will lead to a vivid turning point. A modest seed will sprout into a prismatic bloom. A cameo performance will generate long-term ripples. Be alert for the signs. Aquarius, January 20, Feb. 18. Most of us are constantly skirmishing with time, doing our best to coax it or compel it to give us more slack. But lately, you Aquarians have slipped into a more intense conflict. And from what I've been able to determine, time is kicking your ass. What can you do to relieve the pressure? Maybe you could edit your priority list, eliminate 2 mildly interesting pursuits to make more room for a fascinating one. You might also consider reading a book to help you with time management and organizational strategies, like these. 1. Getting Things Done by David Allen. 2. The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen R. Covey. 3. 15 Secrets Successful People Know About Time Management by Kevin Cruz. Pisces, February 19 to March 20. What is originality? Asked philosopher Friedrich Nietzsche. Here's how he answered. To see something that has no name as yet, and hence cannot be mentioned though it stares us all in the face. Got that, Pisces? I hope so, because your fun assignments in the coming days include the following. 1. To make a shimmering dream coalesce into a concrete reality. 2. To cause a figment of the imagination to materialize into a useful accessory. 3. To coax an unborn truth to sprout into a galvanizing insight. Homework. What's something you would love to do but were told never to do by someone you loved? Newsletter.freewillastrology.com